Hey everybody, Editor Wes here. I know I said you were gonna have two episodes last week, but work travel, along with some other things, have kind of delayed that. So, the episode that was supposed to be the second episode last week is the first episode for this week. We will be back to a weekly schedule, hopefully, next week. Everyone just has some work, personal things going on. Thank you all for waiting. With that being said, enjoy this episode. And again, if we ever say second episode of the week, which I probably say in the beginning here, it's not. See you guys next time. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bebop Banner, the internet's premiere anime podcast for your second episode of this week. My name is Wes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Demetrius.
Hello.
And I thought you were going to throw an A in there. And Saeed.
How's it going, guys?
I was literally trying to remember the word for hello, and my brain in Spanish. It went out all at once. It's just hola, and I couldn't remember what it was.
Hola, dude. But for everybody that said, for everybody that was confused about second episode of the week, yes, it's the second episode because I was kind of caught up with work and other things and couldn't release last week's episode. And this also comes with the kind of attachment, caveat, qualifier, whatever the correct term is to it, that we are going to be on break again next week. I will be myself out of town visiting family and doing some work stuff, and Demetrius will also be out of town visiting some friends. So we're going to take a nice week off, get two episodes this week again. Maybe two, yeah. Who knows? But you get two episodes this week. Should be good to go. And we'll prep some stuff, get ready for our return. Now, how are we all doing real quick before we jump into this?
Pretty good. Wallet looking a little defeated, but pretty good.
At least it wasn't a $300 Genshin roll this time, that the gotcha.
True.
You know?
Yeah, this time you have something out of the spent money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Saeed, what did you buy? You don't have to say
the price.
I'll
say the price. I bought a $6,000 PC.
This the big high boy roller PC over here.
Let's my go. First ever PC. I've never owned a PC in my life.
You got a 1 of 20 custom built, really cool one, actually. So.
Yep. I'll take very pictures cool of it, design. And we'll probably put it on the Instagram true. Whenever I get a chance to have my setup all ready. I don't have it yet, but I ordered it like 2-3 days ago.
Hey, for the content, bro. For the content. And using that PC, everybody, you could watch a lot of anime. Segue. Because we are just going to jump right into this episode, because this is going to be a really fun episode. Again, people like us reacting to things, but we don't want to do too many reactions because we want to put our own opinions inside of these reactions, more so than just like, oh yeah, we agree with that, oh yeah, we disagree with that. We like adding layers to it, like onions and ogres. So,
or cakes.
what we're going to be doing is kind of reacting to Japan Web Magazine's 20 Best Anime for Beginners. All right? We got a list of 20 anime. We all have access to it. It's not going to be a surprise to us. But instead, what we're going to be doing, rather than blind reacting to their 20 Best Anime for Beginners, is we're going to go one by one through these anime, rapid fire style, give a quick thought on it, what we think might be good or bad for beginners, not super in-depth. And then we're going to put them on a board of sorts. I watched a lot of Donut Media on YouTube recently. Top Gear did something similar. A lot of shows will do this. And as we work our way down this list, we're going to put series above or below other ones until we feel like we have taken Japan Web Magazine's top 20 anime for beginners and put it into an order that we feel accurately depicts how you should tackle this list. This isn't to say we won't do top anime for beginners down the road ourselves. You know, we have a history of reacting to top anime lists and putting our own out. Go check out our IGN's top 25 anime of all time reaction, followed up by our own top 25 anime of all time episodes. Particularly proud of those. So without further ado, you guys just ready to hop right into it? What they have is number one here. Kind of the benchmark they've set here, starting off. Again, I don't think they put it in any particular order, so we will be the ones eventually ordering it. The kind of benchmark we got going on here is One Punch Man. So
solid start, honestly.
Yeah, no issues. It's pretty. It is a good starter anime, and it did. A lot of people who did watch One Punch Man when it first came out previously didn't watch anime, so there's some credence to it.
Yeah, solid action, solid comedy. There's nothing really. Bill Burr watched it.
Who?
So Bill Burr.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So if Bill Burr watched it, I feel like there's a lot of credence to having One Punch Man be up there.
Yeah, and I feel like similar to the My Hero argument people will make, like, oh yeah, superheroes, the Western audience can react to that. We kind of get that here too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, just a nice start. It's not anywhere set on its list. It could move up or move down. And that brings us to number two on the list. Naruto, you know. This is going to be very interesting. For the sake of comparison here, we will include Shippuden in this as well. We will include Shippuden in this.
I put it below, personally.
Yeah, I put it below One Punch Man.
It's reasons. Much reasons. Longer. Is the big reason. It's much longer. So, I mean, it's a really good gateway. However, with the length of Naruto, on top of, like, certain sub-themes within anime, like, there's certain things you don't know about anime until you've watched anime. Like, the nosebleeds that pop, or
the fan right. service.
Different,
yeah.
Yeah, fan service. Different things that are cool for us and other anime watchers, but might be a turnoff to a newer person.
That is a really right. good point. There are a lot of tropes. And then again, emphasizing, this is us judging this for beginners, right? How we think beginners should tackle this. Beginner being no one that has ever watched anime. So, Saeed, you got any thoughts before we move on to number three here?
No, just some more of the same, just the length, and I also throw in the amount of filler there is. I feel like a new person would get confused whenever filler would start, because sometimes that would be confusing in Naruto, but that's about it.
Yeah, that age of shonen is kind of tough, because it might just pop up in inopportune times or weird moments. And that brings us to number three. I think it's no secret that this one is topping a lot of people's lists. In a lot of different types of lists, and that is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Where are we putting it on this? On our One Punch Man Naruto?
I put this number one on top of them, because I feel like it, like Demetrius was mentioning before, it kind of introduces you into a lot of different like tropes about anime in a way that isn't too like in your face. It's pretty tame compared to other shonen anime out there, and the length is short enough where I feel like that's not an issue as well. And the story itself is pretty compelling, and I think even people would probably compare it to other TV shows they watch. I feel like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is one of those shows where you could compare to like some of the top tier actual like live action TV shows like a Game of Thrones or something like that.
The big thing here for Full Metal that makes it really good, because I agree with Saeed, is not only is the subject matter easier to understand, it's just told in a very good way. Just about two brothers trying to survive past some traumatic events. The way the story is told is just very easy to understand. The episodes are very thick, which is a pretty good bonus whether you watch it in sub or dub, so you're not quote unquote wasting your time. The only con that I have for Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood specifically is there's little story bits that you kind of miss if you've never read the manga or saw the 2003 version. But other than that, there's not much to complain about.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, it's the animation holds up almost a decade, if not over a decade later, right? Which is important to a lot of people. The story, relatable, easy to digest. It follows the rules of its world and lays it out really, really well. I mean, it's about as complete as we talk about in a series, not spoiling any of our lists, but... And it's also... it's completed, too, so you're going to get the story.
Bonus
next
points.
Next up. Yeah, bonus points. Not necessarily a defining one, but bonus points. And that brings us to number 4 on their list, and... to be determined number on ours so far, Attack on Titan.
Ooh.
Personally, just me talking. Uh-huh. I'd put Attack on Titan right beneath Full Metal because this is for the anime beginners that say that it is only for kids. You can show them episode 1, and I think they'll rescind their statement very quickly.
God, this is tough because I agree with you, but I don't know if I want to put it 1 or... right underneath. I'll go with right underneath. I'll go ahead and agree with you because a Fullmetal Alchemist is actually done anime wise, so I know like that's a safe bet for now at least. Attack on Titan
is crazy. I agree. Though. It is.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's the music,
but the
animation,
the thing is,
the story.
If this is their first anime they watch, it's a good gateway anime, but it's also one of the better anime they'll ever watch. So if they watch this, anything they watch after it most likely will not live up to what they first watched.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how much we want to weigh that into the equation, but I will agree with you. Out of everything that's been said so far, I put Attack on Titan at 2, right beneath Full Metal Alchemist.
The first two or three seasons of Attack on Titan were peak fiction. Yeah. It's still peak, in my opinion.
I was actually in an opposite place. I didn't know if I wanted to put it at 2 or 3, to be honest with you. But Demetrius, what you said kind of swayed me about the whole anime isn't just for kids aspect of it. Because I was looking at it like a beginner in anime might not be ready for some of the themes or some of the... like. Serious violence in this rather than jokey violence of One Punch Man. But to your credit, you convinced me the number 2 spot. I feel pretty good about this here because it does show like it's violent, but not violent enough that you're not going to want your like late middle high kid, like school kid watching it. Right.
Right.
But it's still it's adult enough that it's like, if you're an adult trying to get into anime. So I agree. I think AOT at number 2 here. Again, part of it, too, is it's just tough because it's not, like, it shouldn't weigh too much into it, but it's not done, and a lot of people are going to have a lot of different feelings about it, and a lot of the things on this list are done. So if I'm recommending someone a series, it's like, am I recommending a beginner to watch a series that he's going to have to wait 1 to 2 years to actually be able to finish?
Bro, I don't care. Know, it's a modern classic.
That's where it at 1 over Full Metal Alchemist comes into play for me. That's why I feel good having it at 2, right?
Yep.
Now, knowing how it ends reading the manga, I definitely put it at 2.
Let's move on.
Moving on, number 5 here, we have Cowboy Bebop.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. This is one, if I may. This is one where I feel like a lot of people will recommend it to people that have never watched anime because it's like, oh, it's not really like the way the anime is.
Like it's very Western. It's very, very Western cartoony in the episodic sense. I guess if you're from the Western audience familiar with consuming cartoon content, it will feel more normal to you because of the way it's structured. But I feel like people overestimate how, I guess, digestible something like Cowboy Bebop would be, in my personal opinion. I don't know if that makes any sense. Because I feel like it's a little bit more, I don't know how to describe it, but like niche? in if people are going to like it or not.
It's Western sci-fi, basically. Like, yeah. Cowboys in space. Which, it's a pretty cool concept. People recommended it to me, and I thought, you know, this has got to be the stuff. And I turned it on, and I was like, this is nothing like what I expected.
It's one I feel like you appreciate later, having watched a lot yes. of anime.
Yes. For sure. Definitely. I feel like this show actually has some polarizing episodes, though.
Oh, for sure. Guaranteed.
Especially given that it's episodic. Like, it kind of follows one continuous plot through the whole show, but there's a lot of, like, subplots and offshoots.
I just don't think it's contained in one.
Yeah, it's just not the best for a beginner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that could be a hot take in and of itself, because so many people will be like, Cowboy Bebop is the one you start with when you watch anime. And I'm just like,
you want to, between it and Samurai Champloo, I'm going to always say Samurai Champloo.
Samurai Champloo. It's more fun. It's way more fun. But hey, that could be on this list. We never know. The only way to know is to find out. And the only way to find out is by moving on to number 6 here, which, again, similar to Naruto, where we included Shippuden, we're going to include the spin-offs, I guess, of this, or the sequels. But it is important to note, by including the sequels, we're also including the original, and that is Dragon Ball. Not enough people watch OG Dragon Ball. But this particularly mentions Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, and so on. Those are the ones it names. It doesn't name GT, so let's just say, for sake of Japan Web Magazine, they named Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, and then whatever else you would like to explore in Dragon Ball.
GT, Heroes, whatever you want to call it.
Hey, that scene in Heroes, though, that friend of the show Amonit sent of Super Saiyan 4 Bardock and UI Goku and one-armed Super Saiyan Future Gohan doing a triple father-son Kamehameha, that was flames, though, dude. Whew. But anyway.
This is a hard one because of
Dragon Ball.
Because of how big Dragon Ball is.
Right.
But Dragon Ball...
It's dated animation as well.
Yeah, and Dragon Ball contained... Just Dragon Ball is really, really good.
Yep.
Yes.
But combining it with Z and Super...
And you could even say GT. And all the movies, right? As a franchise.
I put it in the bottom out of everything that's been said so far, probably.
I'd put it above Cowboy Bebop. Personally.
Yeah, I was about to say I'd put it over Cowboy Bebop.
I can rock with that, because that's what I was thinking. I was either thinking right above Cowboy Bebop or below.
Because I'll go with
yeah.
Yeah, if I was telling someone to watch something. So we have it below
Naruto, above Cowboy Bebop. Yes. Right.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
I guess.
It's hard because I'm
putting all of Dragon Ball into one enclosed envelope when I really want to separate them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good and bad with Dragon Ball.
I would put OG Dragon Ball maybe at number 3 on this list, right?
Right. Totally agree. Because it's
above. You want to get introduced.
If you want to get introduced to anime's godfather, at least in the Western world.
Good point, actually.
It is Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Not enough people watch OG Dragon Ball, dude. Oh my god.
It's so good. So good. And it's funny.
It is the fastest series, for good and for bad, the fastest series to get an anime adaptation in Jump history announced. OG Dragon Ball is.
Like, didn't know that.
Man. Yep. At least that's what it says in my official Jump Viz published visual history of Dragon Ball thing, which could be outdated, but hey, it said it in the page, so from the source. But when you combine everything, I think, unfortunately, like, putting my own biases aside, I do think that's where it goes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
which brings us to number 7, which is an interesting ad on this list, but it is technically correct in being here as an anime list, and that is Pokemon. And I almost want to put this last.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have been corrupted by 4Kids. I didn't know the main character's name was Satoshi until...
Hey, man, I love the dub. I don't care.
I mean, I like it, definitely, but I don't know how much of the truth I was shown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. But this is one is actually age-dependent on my answer. If it's like a normal, regular young adult, of course, I'll probably put it in the bottom. But for children, 100% number one. Not even close. Would be probably Pokemon.
Now, like, hear me out, though.
Grade school children.
Hear me out here, though, for why I put this last, regardless of age group. As an anime, Pokemon is so tied to the franchise of Pokemon that there's not actually any other plot to it. It's almost just like a marketing anime in and of itself.
True.
And, like, this one, I feel like more than any, it's not even like there's a plot. It's just episodic in a way until Ash gets to a gym and then fights the gym and wins and eventually gets to the end. Like, it's one big tournament arc that is tied to you liking Pokemon.
True. Because
a lot of people don't know that Pokemon started as an anime, or, like, is considered an anime. They think about it as the cartoon. That's how we were all introduced to it, right? So there could be someone that doesn't watch anime that doesn't like Pokemon. You know?
True.
Yeah, that's my rationale for putting it at the bottom, but I'm interested where you guys would put it in general to a beginner.
No, I'd probably agree. I put it in the bottom, but like I said, if it was to like a kid, I'd probably put it up there because even now, if I go back and watch like the Indigo League seasons of Pokemon, the first few seasons, I still enjoy it in the dub format. Now, as an adult, almost 30 years old, I still enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
But that is nostalgia, I will admit. But it's still entertaining to me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. There's some lines that are pretty funny.
Dude, this is my frying pan into a drying pan. They post some Brock classic with the, lines. They post Brock with the rice balls every National Donut Day. Jelly donuts.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, the things they got away with. But you got to make it palatable to a Western audience, I guess. So, on my personal list, I can't really go around recommending Pokemon to a beginner. Like, oh, this is what I would recommend you start with. For a kid, yeah, I agree with Saeed. This is a good, I won't say mindless, but a good... just casual Saturday morning experience that kids these days really need, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm comparing Pokemon to like other cartoon shows like in the US that kids grow up watching. I'd probably recommend Pokemon over a lot of them.
Yeah, 100%.
Me personally.
100%. There's a lot of weird Western animation out there for kids.
Look at what they did to SpongeBob,
bro. Curse the Cowardly Dog had no like business being shown to little children.
Dude, Invader Zim,
that show was fire. Pure fear. Like if you animated fear, that was Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, there was.
Remember
there was
the red cat dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude, he had a deep voice.
So, I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it's true.
And the mummy that was in like the middle of the desert.
Yep. Oh man.
And the Courage computer was always freaking out. Oh boy.
Actually,
that's a fantastic way to introduce horror to children. It was Courage the Cowardly Dog.
It was so freaking scary.
As a horror fanatic, I actually might
crack the code. Did we crack the
code?
Yeah,
I might actually that's probably I can probably see it because I'm in love with horror now. Horror is like my favorite genre when it comes to film.
Well,
like a well-made horror movie to me is the best kind of movie.
You know also,
but it's so rare.
You know also what Courage did? It makes us as adults now, we Google everything. You remember how Courage would always have the problems and he would go to the computer and start Googling.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Good point. I forgot.
Well, crazy. Saeed, speaking of horror, that brings us to number 8 on our list here. That I am very inclined to put below Pokemon as a last place. But I will set my own personal bias aside for your guys' opinion. And that is Sword Art Online.
Yep, bottom. Don't even watch it.
I have an actual reason. Okay, I'll hear you out.
If this is a beginner who doesn't really know what they're watching.
Oh, yes. Good point.
They're yes. going to enjoy Sword Art Online.
They will.
Uh-huh.
And they did. That's why it was so like banging when it came out, I feel like.
The second half was kind of weird.
See, that Let's was just, that's I'm where not my gonna,
I'm not
going to
say what happens, but
no,
it was
I'll straight
weird.
Up say it. There's a lot of like step sibling stuff, cousin stuff, potentially underage harem stuff.
There's some questionable
gender bend stuff that happens. A lot of fan service in that regard, which I mean,
hey, you
technically
went deeper than
in
me.
A lot of.
I only
anime,
watched the first season,
but
I only watched
dude,
the first
I,
season.
I watch all of it up until the Alicization arc, and then people were like, "No, dude, you gotta watch the Alicization arc. That's like peak SAO." And I was like, "That's what everyone's been saying, and nothing has topped the first half of the first season." The real Black Swordsman, by the way.
Oh yeah, funny. I don't know. People are going to enjoy this one. I'm not sure where to put it yet. I actually have a
list
in front of me.
Do I put it over? Do I put it over? Because we can adjust this list by the end of it. Would I put this over Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah.
But under Dragon
Ball. I'll let you guys decide. I didn't even watch Sword Art Online. I refused.
And you have
you
a
know
PC
why I refused? Because people were comparing it. Who was his name? Kirito to Black Swordsman or whatever to Guts? And I was like, nope, I'm not watching this.
All I'm saying is I have an SAO tattoo and not a Berserk tattoo. So, I mean, we know who the real Black Swordsman is here. You feel me?
Surely you jest. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So SAO under Dragon Ball but over Cowboy Bebop.
Hey. One might for say, now. if you really know the intricate things of Sword Art Online, you might know that it glopped its way into its into its place.
No, I can't believe that was real when I looked it up too. Oh no! Let's move on. Let's move on to number 9. That's One Piece. That's One Piece. Saeed, where are you putting One Piece on this list?
I'd probably put it. This is tough.
Yeah, let me help you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have the list in front of me. So number 1 right now we have is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Yep. Then we have Attack on Titan. Then One Punch Man, Naruto, Dragon Ball, Sword Art Online, Cowboy Bebop, and Pokemon.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at the list as well. And it's tough. I almost want to put it above Naruto and below One Punch Man. But
Saeed's
fighting
I'd
with the most.
Yeah, Saeed's having a hard time.
I tell people to watch it over Naruto. I will agree with that. So with that logic, I'd probably put it above wherever we have Naruto. But also, I fell into the trap of... I came back from a big, long break from anime, and the first anime I watched was One Piece, so the length didn't really bother me, but I know length is a big issue, because this is a beefy boy.
Mm-hmm. And
but
still
also,
going.
It spoiled me, because I haven't came across something I like better because of it. So I kind of want people to not watch it first. Experience, like we said before, experience what anime actually is and whatnot and blah blah blah.
Yeah, so for
but I would have to say I'd recommend it over Naruto.
So that's a good point for a beginner, right? For someone that's watched 1 to 2 anime series, length shouldn't really matter. But for your first one, right? If it's your first anime ever, does length
I'd still put it above Naruto.
I mean, I would as well. But that's why I had it above Naruto, below One Punch Man. But Demetrius, what are your thoughts?
I love One Piece. But if I was going, yeah, that's a big but. However, if I'm going to, if I'm comparing the intros and comparing how long they are and the overall story content, there's a lot of times that I would still choose One Piece. But for a beginner, this is tricky.
I almost feel like because One Piece has filler in the beginning too.
But it's not much.
It's not much. It's not like Naruto. But Naruto, again, man, do I put it under Naruto for a beginner? I almost feel like I want to put it. The more I think about it, the lower One Piece is dropping. Because I have to think about it in terms of someone that's never watched anime before.
And trust me, I've shown anime to a few different people. And if you've been in the culture for a little bit of time, you forget that about the people that really aren't in it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
True. Because Naruto's length, like, my thing is, for these long series, if you're committed in, like, 200 or so episodes, I feel like the length dilutes, because you're already invested pretty heavily, if that makes any sense. Like, if you're going to commit to watching Naruto, I feel like the commitment to watching Naruto and One Piece is the same level of commitment, because you know you're going into something very long term, if that makes any sense.
Okay, hear me out. I think I figured this out. You ready? One Piece above Cowboy Bebop and below SAO. And the reason
is because Kirito is the real Black Swordsman.
Yes, besides the fact that Kirito is my absolute favorite, and I have a whole shelf of just Kirito figures, because he's, and a Sword Art Online tattoo, because he's a real Black Swordsman.
Oh my goodness.
The reason I'm saying this is, when we talk about, and you brought it up earlier, Demetrius, when we talk about anime, a beginner anime should also, which is why FMA is at the top, right? It should prep people for what they're going to potentially get into as the community. And there aren't many series that do what One Piece is doing. It's not like you can watch One Piece and catch on to a lot of different tropes within anime easily. Does that make sense?
Yes, I guess. This is a really hard one. Because I love One Piece, so I'm taking my bias out of it. And the big thing for One Piece to a beginner, and I know even the list that we're reading off of says it, is that it's very long. You can't get around that. Especially with the way Toei animates. So the story content is really good. I've personally shown One Piece to my parents, and they dropped it because it was too long. Mm-hmm. One Piece is a masterpiece. It is a masterclass. And I still encourage everyone that is listening to watch one or read One Piece. But for a beginner, it's not high on this list. I'd probably put it in the same place that you talked about, Wes.
I'll settle with that.
Or do we put it below Cowboy Bebop? Above Pokemon, below Cowboy Bebop?
No.
Or above... Nah. Okay. So above Cowboy Bebop, below SAO.
Yeah.
All right, and sure. that brings us to number 10 here. And this is a personal favorite of mine, too. So this is going to be tough for me. And that's Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
Haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
And the reason I would put this probably above Naruto, below One Punch Man, is similar to what you said, Saeed, about Sword Art Online. It's not complicated. But the writing, I think, elevates it. It's a very easy, it's a concept everyone is aware of, which is rom-coms, right? It has really good comedy. It has modern animation. It is a familiar space for people to watch with a unique spin on it. It is episodic, but also has easy to follow overarching stories. And it has a lot of different tropes that you see in different anime that I feel like prep people fairly easily, and it's also not long lengthwise. So that's my reasoning here. That's why I put it above Naruto, below One Punch Man.
Hey man, I'll go with whatever you say. Yeah. I have no input. I have not seen it.
I trust you.
That's my silver bullet I'm shooting here. I'm gonna say that is where it goes.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. Interjecting so right here. This kind of feels like another two-parter.
I was about to say, because we still have 10 right to go. Now. We have 10 to go. Our list is looking like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Attack on Titan, One Punch Man, Naruto, Kaguya-sama Love is War, Dragon Ball, Sword Art Online, One Piece, Cowboy Bebop, and Pokemon. I think that's pretty strong, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I mean, there's definitely some shuffling around that could happen, potentially, with numbers 11 through 20. But I do think that is, Demetrius, to, like you're saying, a good point to hold off on. So closing remarks, boys, before we drop this for part two later on.
This is hard.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
This is very difficult. I mean, to take off literally, what is that, at least 20 years of anime watching and try to look at it from the viewpoint of a beginner, it's a whole new experience.
Right, because now that I'm thinking about it, with the logic that we just said, I'd probably put Naruto below Sword Art Online 2 with that logic.
But see, I... Man. Again.
Hey, the sexy Jutsu sealed it.
Kirito's my favorite anime character of all time. Book it. But, it just has such weird, like...
I've never seen Sword Art Online either,
by the way. It has such weird... non-comedic sexual pervy moments in it that a beginner, I feel like, would just look at it and be like, that's gross.
There was definitely some very uncomfortable scenes in SAO that I feel like people don't really talk about.
Yeah, they gloss over it. They gloss over it.
Yeah, the first scene was, that was at least the second half. Mm-mm. Was very uncomfortable. There was some SA looking things going on.
Yeah, so that's still why I can't put Sword Art Online like that. Ugh. But yeah, this is very difficult.
We'll discuss the next episode.
Yeah, and just looking at numbers 11 through 20, I feel like this is only going to get a little more difficult. There are quite a few heavy hitters and quite a few interesting ones that we, just talking before recording this episode, don't even know if it should be on this list. So for that reason, you know, the list is out there. It is on Japan Web Magazine. We mentioned it. But if people could, you know, just as a thought experiment, don't look up the list. Again, the 10 we've gone through so far, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, in this order that we've ordered them. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Attack on Titan, One Punch Man, Naruto, Kaguya-sama Love is War, Dragon Ball, Sword Art Online, One Piece, Cowboy Bebop, Pokemon. Thought experiment, without looking up the list, let us know what other 10 anime you think are potentially here. What 10 you would add to this as just non-ordered anime for beginners to check out. And if there are any on here that you don't even think should be on the list for beginner, you can let us know by commenting on the announcement post of this podcast episode, or DMing us, or doing any of that fun stuff on our socials at @bebop_banter. And while you're there, you can click the link in our bio. Check out our link tree that's going to show you the couple ways that you can support the show. The first being by buying any merch that you want from killthecrooks.com and using code bebop15. But Demetrius, what's the other way that people can support the show?
You can go to our Patreon and subscribe to one of the tiers. There's a lot of exclusive content and more to come soon.
Oh, we got some stuff cooking, baby. But with that being said, everybody, look forward to part two. Again, we are planning on at least taking a recording break next week at the time of this coming out. who knows when we record part two, but please look forward to it, and thank you all for listening. My name was Wes, this was Demetrius and Saeed, and you guys know what to hit them with.
To be continued.
Bebop, don't stop.
Peace.